In reality television, the people are represented by two separate but equally obsessed attorneys. This is their podcast.
Hi, I'm Ceci.
And I'm Angela.
And this is the Bravo Docket.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Bravo Docket. Today we're going to talk about our BravoCon experience. I know it was a couple weeks ago, but I think it would still be fun to do a little extra episode and chat about it. I guess the first question, Vegas versus New York, what are your thoughts?
Because of you and your knowledge of New York City, I really enjoyed the New York experience. I don't think I would have enjoyed it as much without your expertise. You picked a really cool hotel and it was right next to everything. And then we could walk the High Line straight to Javits Center? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
You planned that and made it so great. So that's hard to top because of where we were. And then being in New York City with you was really fun. But I love Las Vegas, and I think the convention center there was bigger and it was better organized, and they do such a good job with the decor and making everything look nice because you're paying a lot of money for the ticket. So I really like, and I like Las Vegas, so I liked being there. I don't know. I like them both, but I think this one was better organized.
Yeah, agreed. So yeah, I agree. The convention space was way better equipped to hold the BravoHolics.
Yeah.
And the panels were far more well organized. Everything was spaced out better. So there weren't crazy lines. But like I've mentioned, it was hard going back to a casino and having all that energy after being essentially in a room without windows all day at BravoCon. And then it's like going back home trying to get to your hotel room. It's like then you have to go through this chaos of a casino. So I think next year, which I think it's going to be there again next year, I'd want to stay somewhere without a casino just to have some peace and quiet after the day. But agreed. I think I preferred the BravoCon better this year. I didn't like the after as much in Vegas.
It's just a lot of stimulation. I really like Las Vegas, but it is a lot of stimulation. I kind of have a rule generally, like if you're going to Las Vegas to have fun, you shouldn't stay longer than 48 hours. So,
oh no, yeah.
Yeah. It's a long time to be there for the whole event.
So the first day that we got there was Thursday. We'll just give an overview of our weekend. So we got there Thursday, got ready, and then went to Cabaret Amy. You want to talk about it?
She is so talented, and it was so much
fun.
Yes,
with Amy Phillips.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have a chance to go to one of Amy Phillips' events, it's so good. She's so funny, and I didn't realize that she could like sing. Like she can like actually really sing, and it was cool to see her change the costumes. And then there were some Bravo Lebs there. There were some people from, what is it, Shaw's? And there were some other people there. And she brought them up on stage. And it was just a really cool environment.
Yeah, incredibly talented. And it is the perfect types of events for those who are really big Bravo fans. Because there's so many little inside jokes that only avid watchers would get. It's really like a love letter to Bravo. So I thought it was really fun. So that's when we first met up with some other content creators. And that's one of my favorite parts of going to BravoCon is meeting up with my friends
yeah.
in the space. Yeah. So that's really nice. I think it's interesting because when we started this podcast, I didn't realize that would be a benefit from this whole thing is meeting other podcasters and Instagram creators, and they're turning into some of my best friends. So it's interesting how that works out.
Without this podcast and what we've been doing, I would have never met Ronnie or you or Sarah or any of the other people that we really have a good time hanging out with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that night we called it early last year. Thursday night, I did not call it early. And that was a learning lesson. So this Thursday, we called it early, woke up early. And then I got ready for a photo op.
Yeah. Which people always ask us, how do you do the podcast and do your job? And it's really hard.
Yeah. And I solo trekked it to BravoCon and did the first photo op, which this year, I'm sure this has been explained many times before, but you had to reserve your photo ops with the Bravo Labs ahead of time. So my first one was Lisa Hochstein, Sutton, and then Monica from Salt Lake City.
Which I was so jealous because Sutton was in her cat sweater and she just got a horse. And so I wanted to meet her and talk to her about her new horse.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, there was no talking.
I know.
Like allowed.
Yeah. I know.
They were so fast. I mean, I pushed it and I was like, I have a legal podcast and like, we've talked about all of you in some capacity. Monica Genshaw, Lisa, your divorce. And then Sutton, she was like, Sutton was like, me? What are you talking about? And I was like, just how you handled the Erica stuff last season so well. And she's like, well, I can read. Like, yeah. I was like, yeah, you can. You can read. Amazing. You're right. That's all it took. What time did you get to BravoCon that
day? Well, I was late.
I think you got there around 12:45.
I was working and then wandering around the garage trying to figure out where I was going.
So I went solo, but it's actually like, it's fine. I know there were some people that went to BravoCon by themselves, like just without anyone. And it's just the best environment to do that. You're going to meet so many people that speak your language and that are having as good of a time as you are, you know? And I was just like, I'm unleashed. Like, let's go. And just arriving there, it's just like this overwhelming sense of Bravo. It is so overly stimulating. It's just bright colors. As soon as you walk in is the main panel. So when I walked in, it was Ask Andy going on. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm already in it. I'm in BravoCon. This is crazy. And then I did the photo op and then I was like, I don't know what to do now. So I ran into Emily Baker. She was at Bravo Bazaar and she's like, you should go check out the lounge. And I was like, what are you talking about? Because last year we didn't have lounge access.
We did get VIP tickets because again, Ceci is so good at planning and organizing. She is my Capricorn queen over here. It's the counter to my Aries energy. I think they did a better job this year of making the VIP tickets fully worth it.
Yeah. Last year there were three tiers. So,
and the lounge was great. And there was a bunch
of... Emily was like, go check out the lounge. Yeah. And I went over there and I was like, oh my God. Like, I didn't realize it was just Bravo Labs just walking around.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part of it. When I didn't know what to do, I would just go sit in the lounge and people watch. I'm not like one that likes pictures. Unless I'm a really big fan, I'm not going to stand in line and wait for a photo. I'm more so like observing them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's fun to just see them wandering around and how they're interacting with people and out in the wild.
And see and watch their outfits and what they're talking about. But in the lounge, I ran into Lisa Hochstein again. And she came up to me and she was like, you're the one with the legal podcast. I was like, yeah. She's like, what is it called? Let me see the logo. And so I pulled up the Instagram for her and I was like, I'll send you the episode. And she's like, oh my gosh, like I have so much to talk about. And I was like, yeah, like we should probably do a follow-up episode on the divorce, which we should, I think. There's been a lot going on, obviously.
Yeah, no, we need a follow-up on it for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And I know like a lot of it is being talked about on the show, but the show was filmed, who knows, like 5-6 months ago. There's been still so much. It's still not done.
And there's so many motions. I mean, it has been so litigious. So we're definitely going to do a follow-up episode on that.
Completely.
Divorce.
Yeah, so... Yeah, but that was cool. But that's where I hung out with Larry from Bravo by Gaze, who's one of my first friends,
we
I think, in this
Larry.
Community.
Yeah. He's so nice.
So nice. Just a great time. Oh, yeah. I got an espresso martini. Like
11 a.m. Doing our below deck espresso martinis.
Yeah, because they had signature cocktails this year. And one was an espresso martini, which I felt like was very fitting.
Yes.
So I had an espresso martini. And then I went to a panel solo called The Housewife to Housewife Comeback Queens. I don't feel like people are talking about this panel. I thought it was really good. So it's everyone that has like left or whose show has been put on pause, like Miami, and then come back.
Hmm.
So it was Alexia, Heather Dubrow, Caroline Stanberry, Tamara Sheree, and Taylor Armstrong. And that's like a pretty solid group of women.
Yeah, that's a good group.
Mm-hmm.
Was Vicky there?
No.
Oh.
She's not really back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Kind of like a still on pause queen. But wins an award.
Preliminary status.
Yeah. I honestly can't remember what they talked about, but I remember being very entertained. So, yeah.
That's all that counts. Just
chilling there solo. Like, do not be discouraged if you don't have people to go with. It's an awesome event.
That was one thing I wanted to say, that one of the great things about going to BravoCon or any convention for something you're interested in is that you automatically have something in common with everyone mm-hmm. there. And there's automatically the sense of community, and everyone is so nice and so friendly, and it's so easy to just make friends and talk to people. It's a really fun, good group to be with.
Totally. Yeah. And then so this is around the time I met up with Ronnie, who was so fun to hang out with all BravoCon.
Oh my God, I
love that's when
Ronnie.
You made it to the panel, which was the Vanderpump Rules panel. Which I didn't really want to go to, but everyone else was going. So I was like, okay.
I had multiple people from home request that I go to that panel and fill them in on what happened. So
yeah, I don't know. Because I don't really watch it. I'm a bandwagon Vanderpumper. Like, I watched the last season and obviously kept up with the drama, but I don't find them that interesting. Aside from the Scandoval, but like, how much can we talk about the Scandoval? And it seemed like that's all they could really talk about.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't like that people were still booing Tom. I feel like it's enough. He's, he is what he is. None of them are perfect. It's not great. They're a real human being and they're right in front of you. And they're putting their lives on display for our entertainment. And so I get really uncomfortable when people ask questions that are
let's talk about that.
BravoCon last year and BravoCon this year, there were times where fans would ask questions, and sometimes they were really pointed questions that we've all wanted to ask, and then sometimes they don't really kind of acknowledge that the person you're asking the question of is a human being. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. Sessie and I have our civility order. We are very careful with our platform that we have to treat reality stars as human, because they are. And I think it's important for people to go to BravoCon and things like that to understand that these are actual human people that are right in front of you that have feelings. And we may not agree with everything they do, but that doesn't mean that it's fair to treat them as less than human or as people that don't have feelings. I get very uncomfortable when people ask questions that I find to be kind of inappropriate or just trying to hurt someone's feelings. Yeah.
And then it makes everyone else uncomfortable too. So
yeah,
I don't know. I agree. I was bored by the panels. I'm not going to lie. And now knowing that you can watch them all on Peacock, which I have been doing, they almost didn't seem worth it to me. Like, I wasn't going to get up and ask them any questions. Like, yeah, it's cool to see them on stage, but you can run into them in the bazaar, which everyone had access to the bazaar. Like, I walked around and ran into people.
Yeah.
In the bazaar, like, or in the lounge, which I know is an additional cost, but I don't know, the panels. Now it's like, well,
I don't know. The Potomac panel was really good. When the panels are done well, that's like having a live seat at a reunion.
Like, true. Okay. But like Vanderpump Rules, I think I would have rather spent that hour. Well, we left early. So
yeah, we did. Yeah. I mean, anytime that I can see Lisa Vanderpump in person, I am admittedly a huge fan. I like to see that. I enjoy seeing what everyone is wearing. I enjoy seeing the nuances of how they're interacting with each other. So I do still like the panels. Mm-hmm. I do still enjoy going to them.
Well, for all of them, it's like after 10 minutes, I was like done. Well, I guess I like to see them. And yeah, like you.
But that's me with anything after 10 minutes.
Yeah. But like after 10 minutes, I was like, what else is going? That's the whole feeling I had this whole weekend, was like, there's something going on that I need to be at. Yeah. There's something going on over there that I need to be at. Like, that was the nagging feeling all weekend that I had.
Yeah. It's hard because there's a lot of stuff going on at once and there's a ton of overstimulation. So it's hard to kind of just be present in the moment of where you are.
Yeah. When you're just sitting at a panel and you're like, who's at the bazaar? then we ran back to the lounge, I think.
Yeah.
I don't remember who we saw, but we went back.
I think we were just hanging out with Ronnie and drinking at that point. And I want to say something here, too. So we got a comment on our iTunes or whatever And it was somebody saying, like, oh, I hope they keep doing the podcast because sometimes it seems like they disagree with each other. And yeah. I just want people to know, Ceci and I have the utmost respect for each other. She has become one of my best friends, but we also have the psychological safety to disagree with each other, which is really important in a business relationship and in a friendship. Yeah. First of all, for my astrology people, Ceci is a Capricorn sun. I'm an Aries sun. And then we are both trial attorneys, which of attorneys are argumentative anyway, but that's probably the most aggressive of all the attorneys. So if you put them on a scale, trial attorneys are at the very top. And we have very strong opinions. Mm-hmm. And I know Ceci is still going to love me if I don't agree with her. And she knows the same thing. So we are not always going to agree, but I think it makes it more interesting.
Right, right.
Yeah, I just want to put that out there.
Yeah. I also think that like extended to our approaches to BravoCon too. Yes. I was like, I want to go see everything.
<You know? laughs> And I was like, I'm old and I'm dying.
I was just like, I'm tired. I need to go see everyone and talk to everyone. And yeah.
Yeah. Which is, but also you are perfectly comfortable walking around on your own. And yeah. Like, I put myself in bed one night. I was like, you know what? I cannot stay here. And I was leaving one of the casinos and bumped into Sheree and sent Ceci a picture. And I was like, all right, I'm getting an Uber and going back. And you're like, okay, bye.
Bye. I want to go run around. And then I like ran into Shep. I'm like, what am I doing here? Okay. Then we went to a Bravopalooza. And that's where we have a lot of photos of you and I. Bravopaloozas were worth it, I will say. Yeah. They were much more crowded than last year. The rooms felt a little smaller. But another worth it experience. We got to like actually talk to people there. And I feel like I have different tiers of Bravo Labs that I wanted to see. Like my top tier were those I wanted to talk to about legal stuff that we've like covered in an episode or had questions about. Those are my top people because we had actually something meaningful to talk to them about. My second tier were ones I was like huge fans of, but those I would get really anxious and nervous around and wouldn't even have anything to talk to them about. And then my third tier were ones I thought would be fun to hang out with. Mm-hmm. So that's how I approached my BravoCon. And then there were some I just didn't even care to see at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like really excited that we got to meet Candace. So
yeah, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, that was a cool experience. We didn't realize it, but we were waiting in line to have our picture with her. And I've become a huge fan of Candace. I think she's so smart. I've enjoyed watching her evolve on Potomac. I'm impressed with a lot of the things that she's doing and a lot of things I really like about Candace. And she is so tiny in person, and she was in one of the Bravopaloozas. So Ceci and I were super excited. Plus, we've also covered the lawsuit that Michael Darby still has going on against her, as far as we know. So we were standing there waiting to meet her, and we were both, she is so pretty. She looks so good. And we were just complimenting her to each other, but we didn't realize we were standing right next to her hair and makeup and wardrobe team. And they were super nice. And they overheard us talking and saying nice things. Then we were able to talk to them about, like, hey, we've got this podcast and we've covered the lawsuit and we're fans of Candace. And so we got to talk to her for a little bit of extra time about our episode and what we do and everything. And that was cool.
Yeah, we were very not nice towards Michael. But Candace said nothing bad about him. She's were the ones.
Yeah, no, Candace is smart. She
stayed silent.
And we didn't ask her to say anything, but we were just like, hey, we try to be very neutral, but we're definitely on your side for this one.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so tiny in person.
She's
tiny.
Little. Yeah, you could put her in your pocket. I forgot I saw Shannon in the bazaar.
Oh my God, I didn't even know you saw Shannon.
Yeah, I posted it on our Instagram. Well, but I didn't, like, fine. She was one of those ones where it's like, I'm fine just walking by and like taking a photo of her. I don't need to meet her, you know? Yeah, I took a video of her. She teeny tiny in person. My God.
I'm glad she came. That was interesting, too, was seeing the people in the bazaar and then seeing who had the big lines for their stuff. Because at one point, it was interesting. Erica was there for her hair extensions. And I've never seen really Erica in person before. And then there was also Craig. And there was this massive line for Craig and his Sewing Down South pillows and to meet him and take a picture with him. And there was almost no line for Erica, which was interesting.
That's weird because there were massive lines for her in the lounge and stuff.
Yeah.
Like she pulled a huge crowd.
I think people just weren't as interested in her hair extensions.
That's fair.
But people seem to really like Craig's pillows.
Good for him. Yeah, then we went back to the land. Oh, wait, no. Let's talk about who else we saw at Bravopalooza. That's when you met Lisa.
Yes. And so I got to meet Lisa, and she was very interested. And I think I had to tell her that we can't give her legal advice in person.
And then she's clearly very passionate about how awful this divorce has been, which is fair because it
totally
has.
Fair. Yeah.
And then we went back to the lounge, and you got in line for Captain Jason.
Yes. There was a really long line for Captain Jason. Ceci and I were both in line, but then Ceci ran off to get a drink, I think. And so
I had to use the bathroom.
Oh, she had to use the bathroom. So I was like, well, I'll wait in line. And then the line was going a lot faster than we thought. And I started panicking. And I was like, Ceci, hurry up. The line's going a lot faster. But she managed to make it up there right as I was taking the picture. And I got smart by that point and started having the people do video so we could take screenshots of the video as opposed to having them just take some pictures. But Captain Jason was so nice. He complimented Ceci's outfit very specifically.
He did.
What did he say? He said nice romper or something? Like he knew what a romper
nice
was?
Nice jumper?
Jumper, something like that. Yeah, and then he complimented my red hair. So he was handing out compliments. And he's just as handsome in person as he is on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we called it a day and went back. And I was really trying to get us tickets to the Bravos. And I failed. Could not get us tickets to the Bravos. On Ticketmaster, they were like $13,000 at one point. Like, and, actually.
And that wasn't your fault because you should have gotten a code to get the tickets when you bought them. And they didn't send it.
I know. So then we went to the Paris. I was like, let's just like try and go and get tickets. But we got there after it started. Looking back, maybe we should have just like gone in and been like, are there empty seats? Like, we could be seat fillers or something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because it looked really good. Like,
yeah, it did look really good. But we hung out in the Paris lounge in front of Vanderpump, and we had drinks. And then all of the husbands were hanging out there, which was fun. So we got to talk to them. And they were all really friendly and nice.
Yeah, Abe from New York. Who else was there?
Louis.
Oh, yeah.
And there was another couple of husbands. Bill. Yeah, Bill was there. Bill Aiden. A bunch of the husbands were there. And I got to ask Abe some questions, which was fun.
Yeah.
Because he's a lawyer as well.
Right. Yeah, and then it let out and it was like, okay, we'll go to the next spot. And as we were trying to figure out where to pick up an Uber, we ran into all the OC housewives who were there, who came for Vicky's award. So it was Gretchen, Alexis, Joe, and Lori. So Lori and Gretchen are OGs. And then Alexis obviously is a huge presence on OC and Gretchen. And Slade behind them. I was like shocked to see Gretchen, Joe, and Slade all kind of in the same vicinity as each other. So I took a bunch of photos of that. I got a photo of Slade off to the side and I hopped in a photo with them as well. It was pretty incredible. I felt like I was a part of history in that moment.
That was pretty cool. I was kind of standing to the side and watching everything go on, and I was eavesdropping on the non-Bravo people that were there, and they were trying really hard to figure out who the people were. And one of them was like, are they porn stars? Like, what are they?
I mean, they all look so stunning.
They're very, very pretty in person.
All right. And then, yeah, and then we went to the Mandalay Bay area, the Delano, because I don't know, I'm just trying to see more people.
We were with we were in an Uber ride with Lauren.
Lauren, yeah. Zen Blonde.
She's so much fun.
So she's personable.
So much fun.
Yeah. Just full of charisma.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I hung out at the casino with Ronnie. And then it was just, I don't know, one of those Vegas nights where you don't realize how late it is. And then, you know, you're like, oh, shoot, now it's 3 a.m. Time to go home.
Yeah, that's when I put myself in bed. I was back at the Venetian and I ordered room service in my jammies.
And then the next day, it was a repeat. Do it all over again. So I left around like 11 the next day. So that was the Saturday.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Legal team. Have you guys been on Quince's website recently? I shopped on there like 3 years ago for the first time and bought myself a bunch of cashmere sweaters. I lived in the black cashmere sweater, lived in it. And I hadn't shopped on there for a while because my cashmere sweaters lasted for a really long time. But I decided to go back on there and oh my gosh, have they completely expanded everything that they offer. The workwear, they have washable silk. And I mean, it's so affordable. I also shared with you all that I'm recently engaged and I'm in the middle of wedding planning. So anytime I'm shopping, I'm thinking about wedding. And they have everything I need for the wedding. I just booked my honeymoon. We're going to go to Southeast Asia. It's going to be hot there. And I've been looking for good linen pieces. Guess what? Quince has good linen pieces and they start at only $30. Then I'm like, okay, we need to get our wedding bands. You know who has fine jewelry now? 14 karat gold, Quince. So I send the link to Avery and I'm like, you have to get your wedding band from here. It's affordable and it looks just like any other wedding band. I mean, it looks great. Another thing I'm doing, again, I have a wedding on the brain. I want to look my best. So I'm like, okay, I really want cute little matching sets to go work out in. It's the only way I can get motivated. I have to like wear a cute little matching set. I've gotten really into Pilates and guess what? Quince has the matching sets. They look identical to matching sets I've already purchased from another sports brand. They have the same thing and at a fraction of the cost. I was able to get two tops and one pair of pants for the same price that I could only get one set at this other sportswear place. I mean, come on. Quince is just killing it. If you've shopped there before, it's time to go back on again. They have just completely expanded the categories of goods that they have to offer. They're not just all about cashmere sweaters anymore. They've got a ton of stuff, and I highly recommend you go check it out. If you're ready to go try out Quince, go to quince.com/docket to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That is quince.com/docket to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That is an amazing guarantee on their goods. So go check it out. I highly recommend it, guys.
For round two, that day I ran around with Larry again from Bravo by Gaze and tried to get more of the photos, like the photo opportunities that were there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those little sign that says BravoCon and all that sort of stuff. What do we do? Oh, I forgot I had a photo op that day. I was having so much fun. I completely missed a photo op with Kyle Richards and Dorit Kemsley.
Oh, you did? Yeah, because I forget. Yeah. What was I doing that morning? I couldn't.
I don't know. I think you were getting ready.
Yeah, I was being very slow that morning.
So I went to the Miami panel. Really good. I think that one was worth it, even though I wasn't fully into all the panels. And then you met me for the Potomac panel.
Yes.
So it was around two.
Which I think was probably one of the best panels.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Agreed. Grand Dame is the Grand Dame for a reason. Those women know what they're doing.
They also were like, I don't know, you could tell a lot of the times they were trying to hold back because it's like, oh, see what happens on the show.
Yeah.
But I mean, you could tell they were not holding back.
The Grand Dame wasn't holding back. And Robin got a lot of pointed questions, but those didn't make me that uncomfortable because they were more along the lines of, I think, fair type of questions. Mm-hmm. Like, why wasn't this on the show? And then, of course, Karen jumped on that. And it's fun to watch Candace in action because she's such a pro. She's so good at controlling a room. And you can tell that she's really suited for this type of environment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot I went to the Summer House panel on Friday. But that was another one where it was like... the only drama we know of is Carl and Lindsay. We don't know anything about their parties or their summers, so that one felt like a waste of a panel too.
But that was the first time Carl and Lindsay had really interacted.
Yeah, but
since the breakup.
Yeah, but that's literally all there was, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We don't really know what else is happening with the cast because it hasn't aired yet. So it was just
which
kind of
awkward. Like, though, because I like that about Summer House. You don't really know. Vanderpump Rules, I feel like we get so much information in between seasons.
Oh, and, right. I agree. Yeah. But there just wasn't enough for a panel, is what I'm saying.
Well, they're not as interesting, I think, just by
that's what
up.
I'm saying.
Yeah, like,
there's
I'm
not
agreeing
enough
with
going on for a panel aside from watching Lindsay and Carl interact.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. Even though I really like them. They're the people that I wanted to see to like hang out with.
Right.
Anyway, so Saturday, yeah, the Potomac panel was excellent. They brought it. And then we had another Bravopalooza, and this one was a good one. It was a
oh,
lot of
wait,
below
but
deck
we were
people.
Behind Eddie and we regret not talking oh, to yeah. him. He mm-hmm. was in front of us in the VIP section for the Potomac panel supporting Wendy, and he was just beaming watching his wife talk. And Ceci and I really like watching the husbands when they're being supportive of their wives. It just makes you feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. The only reason we didn't talk to him is because we had a Bravopalooza start.
Yeah.
Near the end of the panel. But yeah, there finally met Aisha, who's one of my favorites.
She's so nice.
Yeah, she's one of my tier twos where I'm like a huge fan and then don't know what to say. So sweet. And then Kate Chastain, who remembered us from Clubhouse days.
Oh, I still need to send her because she asked me about my earrings and she really wanted them. And they were from, I'll just give out a free plug. They're from Awe Inspired and they're really cool. They look like swords and they go through your ear. That reminds me, I need to send her.
Yeah, you should just message her. But yeah, she remembered back in Clubhouse days, which was this app where you like chatted. We were talking about some legal thing and I corrected her. But I tried to do it gently. I wasn't trying to be like a know-it-all. But I was just like, oh yeah, we're lawyers and we've analyzed this on an episode. And she was like, oh, okay, I defer to you guys then. And then she remembered that interaction when I met her at Bravopalooza. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't come across rude. And she was like, no, I liked you more that you corrected me.
Yeah.
It's like, I love you.
Just something she's I would respect as well.
Yeah. I love her so much. And then we saw Riley, who we had run into Thursday night because she was, I think, at the same hotel. We ran into her at the garage. So cool. So nice. Love her. Then Colin from Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Exactly. And he was holding a Corona.
He was.
We talked to He's Colin cute. For a little while. He's really cute.
And then did you head out around this time? Were you there when I saw Karen?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're just like walking down a hallway and she was coming out. And that was one of my safari moments where I just videoed her from far away.
Yes.
And then I went back to the lounge and I think we separated then. And I met Dolores.
No, I saw Dolores. I was there. She was in that really cute plaid suit.
No.
That's a different one. I saw her a different day. Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm the other half of this podcast. Like, you've met my host. And she was like, oh, yeah, like, love your guys' account. And then I met Amanda from Summer House. But like, they make those photos so fast that I couldn't say anything to Amanda. But I like really like Amanda. But instead, I was like talking to Dolores and Amanda was just standing there awkwardly. They were both next to each other. I'm like, no, I really like you too, but I didn't want to take up everyone's time. So I got a photo with them. And then I was like hanging out with Ronnie and then he met up with Patricia.
Which, so jealous of because I watched Southern Charm. You don't. And although we're getting you to watch it now.
Yeah, I'm three episodes in. So he hung out with Patricia and then I was like, all right, I'm going to go solo again. And then Larsa was in there doing photo ops and Marcus Jordan was off to the side. And I was like, oh, this will be a cool photo. So I got a photo with him because I feel like normal people know who he is.
That relationship is still kind of. I mean, I guess they have something in common. Basketball is a big part of their lives and they've kind of been in someone else's shadow. But I just watched the most recent episode of Real Housewives of Miami when they're making out in the chair in front of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
After he was gone for 5 days.
Yeah. And then I saw Marisol. She was recording like a little. They had people recording little promos in the VIP lounge. So she was just standing there recording something. Then I ran into Monica again in the hallway. A selfie. And then I was like, I'm going to go walk around the bazaar. And I ran into Pavit. Jessel's husband.
I love Pavit.
I know. I don't know why I got the giggles when I ran into him.
There's something about Pavit. I just really like him.
I agree. But like Larry was like, oh, I really want to meet Pavit. And I was like, oh, no chance. We're not going to see him. And then I saw him, but I was by myself. And I just started cracking up. Like, I was like, pop it. You probably hear me cracking up in this video I took, but I was just like dying that I actually ran into him.
Wait, I have a question before you continue. So last year I bought Marlo's silk pajama set, which I still wear and love. It was really cute. And then this year I got Dorinda's bourbon, which still hasn't arrived, by the way, but it's supposed to be sent to my house as a present for John. Did you buy anything this year?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked around, but there was nothing.
The bazaar last year had better stuff than this year.
Yeah. It was also spaced out a little better.
Yeah.
It felt really tight this year.
Yeah. I wonder, maybe they charged them a lot to have their products there or something. I don't know. And so they not did. As many people did. So
they did.
Yeah.
I met a creator. She makes the coloring books. I met her at the market down the street. And she said that it was way too expensive. Like, she wanted to have a booth there.
Which her coloring books are amazing.
Yeah, they're so good. But she was like, it's not like Drag Con for RuPaul's Drag Race. They're really open to independent creators to sell their own merch and stuff. I think Bravo was a little bit more challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I saw the Loverboy booth. Kyle was there. I didn't stand in line. I just didn't want to, I don't know. There's too much going on. I couldn't stand in line.
Yeah.
So I didn't meet him there. And then we got ready for our event.
Yeah, which is really cool. And Ceci did such a good job organizing it. And
yeah, it was really cool, like seeing people and meeting everyone and just hanging out. I just think if we do it again next year, which I'd love to, and maybe invite some other content creators to join and like maybe make it a bigger, take up the whole bar. The bar was so nice, like so accommodating. Great bar. Maybe do it on a Friday.
Yeah.
Because already by Saturday, I was like tapped out. So
I actually had gotten sleep the night before, so I had energy and I had a lot of fun. And everybody that came, I enjoyed talking to you so much. And so did Ceci. And Emily Baker was there as well. Ryan Bailey. We all had such a great time talking to everybody. And I loved getting the chance to talk to everyone individually.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's interesting. And it's interesting when at BravoCon people recognized us because it's like, you must really pay attention. You know, like, how do you...
Well, it's our niche market. So
it was so great meeting everyone. But yeah, I think moving it to maybe even Thursday night or Friday, just because there's so much going on.
Yeah.
For everyone.
It was also good to have an event that, you know, it was free for anyone to come to. And I think people really, everything, BravoCon's so expensive. So having a free event to come and hang out.
Yeah. There were people that didn't attend BravoCon that just came for it, which was really awesome. And thank you for coming. Then after that, we chilled. I was in my decline because we had Bravo After Dark tickets. And I was like, I don't know if I can make it, but I have to because those were expensive as hell.
Okay.
Those tickets.
I had such a good time. And I just love the fact that you didn't know who was going to be there.
How did you know?
I Googled it.
Oh, but it wasn't advertised with the ticket.
No, but I saw who was going to be performing that night, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it wasn't part of, you know, like, Bravo didn't. He must have a residency there.
Or something, yeah.
But I will say, like, I don't think... Okay, so Steve Aoki performing, who I love, and I've mentioned before, that was a great surprise. But, I mean, I hate to say it, I think that was the only thing that saved the night. Like, I really didn't think for the cost it was worth it.
I don't remember how much it was.
$500 each.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, I mean... We work really hard for our Bravo Docket money and we get to do this like once a year. So I was fine spending that. But
I don't think it was worth it because they advertised it as like a you hang out with the Bravo Labs. You're going to be mixing and mingling with them. And there was none of that going on. They were like in their own little I had more mixing and mingling walking through a hotel and like through the Bravo Bazaar than I did there.
Yeah.
So it just like it was not as advertised, if I'm being honest.
Well, let's explain how it was because I'm not disagreeing with you at all. So it was in the nightclub in Caesars, which is called what?
Omnia.
We had the VIP tickets and then we had bought the tickets for the experience. So we go to the Omnia nightclub and we're all dressed up and we looked really, really cute. And we get led up to the upper floor of the Omnia. And then there was like a bar and a terrace and then the indoor area in the upper floor. That was all really nice. And that came with a $100 drink ticket. And I didn't really drink. Normally, that would have been a good value, but I don't really drink that much anymore, especially when I wanted to be able to like interact with people and not be too drunk or anything. So this is the first time in my life I've been to Las Vegas and I didn't get tipsy once. But Ceci's not wrong. I can kind of understand why they didn't all come. There were some Bravolubs out. Laren was out there and you'd see, but they would kind of get mobbed when they came out. And I think people felt entitled because they paid so much money to have an interaction. And then it's just kind of hard to control. I agree with you is what I'm saying.
Like, they should have sold less tickets.
They should have sold way less tickets. Way less tickets.
Because it was like mobs of people. Yeah. Like crowding around them, which is fair. Like you want to get your money's worth.
Right.
But then it ended up them being on one level surrounded by security. So you can even.
Right.
It was almost like we were the peasants down below and they were up there.
Which isn't really our vibe. We don't.
Not so, my vibe.
Yeah.
Like Yeah. There's no one I want to just like, I don't know. Like, it would have been cool to, like, take a shot with someone and
right.
move on, you know?
Yeah.
But there wasn't even that opportunity. We did end up going inside, which it was not advertised well, that we had inside access. Someone just told us, you know, you can go inside. And in there, that's where the Bravolubs were coming through to get outside. So we, like, saw them. Like, I saw Carl. Monica came by. But I still don't think it was worth it. Like, I think some people had better interactions just at their hotel lobbies.
Right. You know? I mean, honestly, I don't think that was fair to us for what it was sold for. And then I don't think it was fair to the Bravolubs either.
No.
Because if I were them, I wouldn't want to be in that environment either.
Me neither.
Yeah. Like that's.
It was so crowded.
It's people drinking and then they paid an enormous amount of money for the tickets. So they feel entitled to interact with them. I don't think that was fair to really anybody. Although we did have a really good time.
But yeah, had a great time, but that was Steve Aoki.
Yes, correct. So Steve, my favorite part of the night was we did have a really good balcony seating so we could look over and see everything. And then we had a really fun group of people with us. Lauren was there.
Besties by Bravo,
yes,
Caitlin.
Yes, they were so much fun to hang out with. And so we were
Nicole,
all kind of.
Nicole, the TikToker.
Yeah, we were all kind of partying and dancing in our little alcove. And it was kind of private where we were. They did.
But that's
come
only because we found it. It wasn't like someone took us there and said, oh, this is included. We just kind of
claimed
found it.
Yeah. So we were all dancing and having a really good time. And then all of, you know, the night's partially the way through. And then the next DJ is like coming out. And Ceci, who's a huge fan of Steve Aoki, is like, wait a minute, who is this? And I'm like, it's Steve Aoki. And she's like, what?
I didn't know
that's who this was.
I had no idea. Like,
she got so excited. They were like hopping up and down and like just having the best time.
That was
so.
I'm telling you, Steve saved the night.
He did. It was so much fun. And then we looked across and like the same balcony area, we could see like the entire cast of Summer House. Basically, it was like Kyle and Amanda and everyone basically doing the same thing and getting all excited and jumping up and down.
Yeah, but then they all left for Paige's birthday party.
Yes, which, you know.
I think, like, my problem is at events like that, I can't have fun because I'm, like, trying to figure out where the value is.
Right.
And, like, you were off dancing, but I was, like, running around trying to be, like, how do I figure out, like, where the best place for us to be is and, like, not get my money's worth, but get the interactions. Like, I didn't even want to talk to people. I just wanted the option of seeing people.
Right.
Which that was even difficult to do outside. So. Oh my God, at one point I was like just trying to scooch through and I got stuck. Like I was just watching them dance and this woman turns to me and she's like, don't even ask the security to get up there. So many people have been bothering him to get up there. And I was like, I'm not trying to get up there. I'm trying to find Lauren. Like I was trying to find Lauren to bring her over to where we were. I'm like, gosh, ugh. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't even bother him to get up there. I'm like, I'm not trying to. I'm just
trying to get to where I'm going.
Through. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm like, anyway. I'm just dancing like an idiot in a little alcove vault.
Yeah, and I'm like, how do I find everyone? Make this night good.
And
then Steve Aoki came on.
I have no shame. I will dance like no one is watching. I don't care.
I mean, I will too. Once I feel like, you know, I'm like in something that's worth.
They did have people coming by and bringing snacks, which I liked because I like a snack in between dancing. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I'm like dancing in a little alcove to the music and then people would come by with like trays of snacks, which are actually pretty nice.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I would do that again next year.
I just feel like that wasn't really fair to anyone for the way it was advertised. And I agree with you. I had a really good time and I enjoyed being there with you and I enjoyed hanging out with like our whole crew that we were hanging out with. But the way they advertised it was not commiserate. And then it's not, I don't think that was a good experience for the Bravo Loves either.
Mm-mm. Oh, I forgot I met Garcelle. I forgot to share that before our event that day. I ran into Christos, who was on an episode of Beverly Hills, and he runs a consignment Instagram account.
Yes, and I knew the Birkin Bag Christos. Yeah.
Yeah, Birkin Bag Christos. And he's really good friends with Garcelle, and she pops up every now and then on the Instagram lives when I'm shopping. So I know they're close friends, and I saw that he was going to be there, so I DM'd him. I don't want to bother him and be like, let's meet up at this time, you know?
Yeah.
Just if it happens, it happens. And I ran into him at the bazaar, and he grabbed my hand. He was like, come with me. And at first I thought we were going to go backstage, and I was like, I can't. I'm not going to. But then they had her go and film something, so he like took me with them to go walk with her. And then he was like, Garcelle, I want you to meet Ceci. Like, she has this cool legal thing, like the Bravo dog. And she's like, oh, I'm not familiar. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Well, we haven't had anything to say about Garcelle, thank God. So
I know, right? That was very cool. And it felt like my worlds were colliding. So then the next day was leaving day.
Yeah.
I still, again, had this feeling where I had to go interact with everyone. I was like running on adrenaline. Like, I got to get out there and see my friends and see everyone I can before it's time to go.
I had so much work that was piling up that there was just no way. I was like, I've got to get back. And then everything was really, I mean, BravoCon was while they were trying to set up for the F1. And so it was already more congested and difficult, and things were blocked off. And there were also two massive conventions in town in addition to BravoCon. So it was just, I was like, I cannot risk it. I've got to get out of here. I did really enjoy staying at the Venetian, though. That was a very good location to stay.
It was good location-wise. I think I'm going to try and go off strip next year, because I'm telling you, I could not handle going through the casino. But yeah, it was really close. So then I went to the Ultimate Girls Trip panel. Okay, that was a really good panel.
Oh, I missed
that.
Like,
it was the New York Ultimate Girls Trip. So it was like Sonia, Luann, Kelly Bensimone, who,
oh my.
Poor her. Like, every answer she gave was like the most awkward answer.
Like, that's just her.
I know. But I think she expected like people to have a huge fan response to her answers. And it was like, oh, awkward.
That's also her.
But really good. I'm really excited for this next season of Ultimate Girls Trip. It's going to be good.
Do we know where they're going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not where Scary Island happened. It's where the pirate happened.
Oh, that was like such a good season of New York. That was so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think the pirate makes a appearance.
Oh my God.
In this season. Sonia or Luann talked about him, that he's like now clean cut and you would not be able to recognize him, and he's investing, and he's so good. Like, just such a good panel, though. They you like Luann and Sonia are famous for a reason, you know.
Yeah.
Like, they are just such good characters. And
I remember when we saw Luann in the panel last year, and I was just amazed at what deal did she make with the devil to look like that still? She's just radiant, and everything is just, she's just gorgeous.
Yeah. And then I just stayed there for Beverly Hills. I mean, I wasn't ultra, I don't know. I'm such a hater on Beverly Hills. I wasn't like ultra into it, just because I feel like Beverly Hills in general always does this thing where they oversell the season.
Yeah.
Some of them. And then it ends up being kind of disappointing, but I stayed. It was a good panel.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh my God, Kyle got emotional.
When doesn't Kyle get emotional? And I don't hate on Kyle the way a lot of people do. I don't.
I know.
I don't. And I'm not like her biggest fan, but I'm not like, oh, I hate Kyle. But when doesn't she get,
I have this whole theory that it just, I have a theory that it, like, the timing of it is almost too convenient.
Yeah.
Of everything.
I don't know. I mean,
everything is now coming out after the season. But I do believe that they're separating. It's just the timing.
You know what? If Kyle's being authentic and she really is just kind of done placating everybody, and her kids don't really need her anymore and they're growing up and she's tired, and she supported Mauricio when he started the agency and caused the rift between her and her sister and all of that, and now she's frustrated that he's not investing in her. And also, like, would the agency have taken off as much as it did without the platform that she's given it on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? If Kyle is being authentic and she's like, I'm pleasing everyone, good for her. You know, but if that's authentic, if it's not, that's really annoying.
That's the thing. It's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell. It's really hard to tell.
Yeah, really. And they kept saying during the panel, I don't know if you watched it on Peacock yet, but they kept like Garcelle and Sutton, and I'm sure Crystal would have said it if she had a voice, but she lost her voice. We're just like, we're on a reality show. You need to be real and honest. And so that just said to me, we're not going to get it this season. It's all going to happen off camera, you know?
That's so annoying.
Yeah. So then after that, I went to the lounge. I told Sarah when I was on Andy's Girls that I was a lounge lizard. Bravo. And I ran into Marge there and I talked to her about our episode. And she was like, thank you for being so fair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is so, I didn't know that. That is so cool.
Yeah. She was like, thanks for being so fair with it. Like, I really enjoyed it. And then I did some of the photo op experiences with Larry. So like the, I'm physically shaking. Like,
Lisa, you were Barlow. So good in that. If you guys haven't been on our Instagram and seen Sussie's Lisa Barlow impersonation, it's really good. Oh, and then we did get to see Lisa Barlow and John Barlow again. And
My best friend, John Barlow.
Yeah.
I forgot that's who was at the panel the Bravopalooza.
Yeah. Lisa was really busy taking pictures, and she is another one that's so tiny in person.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Yeah, we enjoy interacting with her.
But John Barlow is so nice. Like, he remembered us.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, wait, John did Barlow. I forget to send you Vita tequila? And I was like, yes, we want our Vita.
I guess I tried Vita without knowing I tried Vita, because they had a Wendy's booth that was handing out free Palomas. And he was like, that was Vita. I was like, oh, my God, that was Vita. It was so good. But yeah, John Barlow is just the sweetest. And someone else, I think it was Bravo Wild Black, their account shared that they feel like John and Lisa just make you feel really special. Like, you're the only ones in the room, and they actually take time out of their day to interact and have legitimate conversations with their fans. And that's how I felt.
They do have real conversations.
When we've interacted with them.
Yeah.
Great experience. I mean, I know she made you a fan last year.
I was on the fence about Lisa. Ceci clocked her right away as the top tier housewife. And I was kind of like, I don't know. I feel like she's maybe just, she talks a lot, blah, blah, blah. And then when we met her in person, I was like, okay, I get it now. And I've been a fan ever since.
Yeah. Yeah. And then so I did the Bravopalooza with Larry because you had left at another one. So I went with Larry and I saw Mia Thornton. And then I ran into like one of my client contacts there.
So that's cool.
My lives were really colliding.
Yeah.
And then Larry was really kind and DM'd Danielle for me because she's one of the people that like I really wanted to meet.
You've Danielle been wanting to meet House, Danielle for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like we would get, she's on my third tier where like I'd want to hang out with her.
Yeah.
And so he was like, where are you? And she's like, oh, I'm at the Southern Charm panel. So I went over there before I left and I watched the whole Southern Charm panel, even though I don't watch Southern Charm. But it was entertaining. And afterwards, she was like, okay, let's hang out. Like, I have to use the bathroom really fast. But I was like, well, I have to go and I don't want to hold you up. So we got a photo. And I was like, it's very kind of you to like offer to hang out. But like, I didn't want to say I'm a huge fan because I'm like, it's not like fandom, I feel. I feel like we could be friends.
I just think you guys would get along.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think we'd get along too.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to say, like, hey, we should be friends. You know? So it's just like, you know, thanks for the photo. And have a good BravoCon. And then that was it. That was the end of my BravoCon. I think that was a really good BravoCon experience. I think I was like on such a high for the week that followed. I could not stop watching Instagram stories and Peacock and listening to podcasts about everyone else's BravoCon experiences because no two people have the same BravoCons.
Yeah.
I'll just say that. Like,
yeah.
Even if you're attached at the hip with someone, no two people have the same BravoCons. You never know who you run into and stuff. I think it's well worth it.
It is.
Well worth it. I know it's expensive.
But they spend the money on it. They make it worth your while. All of the, you know, even when you go to the bathroom, there's quotes up and they make everything look nice. They've got good lighting everywhere. Even just like little areas where you can sit down and have a drink look really nice. Even the Cuban sandwiches they were handing out in the Bravopalooza were actually really good. I ate three of them.
Oh, yeah. The food in the Bravopalooza was good. The food at the convention center itself, horrible. Horrible.
I do think we got much.
At one point, like, I forgot to eat.
And yeah.
At one point, I was like, it's time to eat. And it was so bad.
Yeah. I think we got, like, the VIP tickets. I think we got a much, much more of our money's worth out of it this BravoCon, for sure.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed. And even GA, just honestly, just walking around the bazaar, it's like basically the lounge, because people just, it's not a set photo op. The photo ops in the lounge, people still wait in line for them, and I'm not a big line waiter. But even just walking around the bazaar, you're bound to run into someone. So, I mean, I'm like, tell us the dates for next year so I can plan my wedding around.
Maybe next year we'll get to host a panel or something.
Maybe, you know, let's put that out there.
We're manifesting.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Like we win as fans. Like some people were like, oh, did you get secret access to back? I'm like, no, we're just fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think we'd do a good job hosting something.
If anybody would be good at hosting a panel, it would be two trial attorneys. I mean, come on.
I think they're afraid of that. Anyway, so anything else you want to say about RavoCon? Let's wrap this out.
No, just that I look forward to it, and that being there with you made it such an amazing experience, and you're just a joy and a delight in my life, and I love you. Also, God. Ceci surprised me when I got there and asked me to be a bridesmaid, and she had this beautiful box and it was gorgeous. I need to do an unboxing video. I still have everything in the box, and she wrote me this beautiful letter, and I'm about to cry talking about it. And that was my favorite part of BravoCon, and I'm getting goosebumps talking about it. So,
that is my favorite part too.
Hopefully.
Yeah, BravoCon better not interfere with my wedding. I'm definitely choosing BravoCon over my
wedding. No, you're not. Oh, my God.
I would. It was that good of a weekend. Like, the highs were so high. I loved hanging out with you as well. Because, we don't really see each other that often. So.
No. And, I mean, I live in Austin, and so does Ronnie. And it really made me want to figure out at least a time to try to hang out with him in person, because he was so much fun.
Yeah, so fun. Yeah, just like all the content creators. It's my favorite part, running into people. Like Dave Quinn. We finally met Dave Quinn.
Yes. And I love me some Ryan Bailey. Yeah.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
The Bravo Docket is part of the Acast Creator Network.